Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
During a big campaign rally last night in Montana, the president unleashing on the Democratic policies that have led to 4,000 illegal immigrants making their way toward the U.S.-Mexico border.
The crazy Democrats refuse to support any form of border security legislation to fix our absolutely horrible, old-fashioned, loophole-ridden immigration laws. They wanted that caravan, and there are those that say that caravan didn't just happen. It didn't just happen. They like it. They also figure everybody coming in is going to vote Democrat, you know. Hey, they're not so stupid when you think about it, right? But they are crazy. We have to have more votes so we can put in strong conservative Republican. But
did you hear that? Strong conservative Republican? I don't think I've ever heard him use the word conservative before. I'm not sure he has, but he avoided that like the plague, which made people very suspicious of him. And he caught himself. Did you hear that? It was awesome. But anyway, and he, you know how he was saying there's a couple interesting things that Trump's doing there. And one of them is that he was talking about the Democrats. Oh, you know, as some people say, it's not an accident. You know, it's just political. That's exactly what the Mexican ambassador was on Fox News saying this morning. He said, no, we know. We've seen this. This is totally political. This is basically, he said, it's AstroTurf. This is just in time for your election. You know, understand that. And he had to add in all the caveats. You know, we feel bad for these people, blah, blah, blah. But this is a political move, time to your midterms. I mean, that's the Mexican ambassador. Mm-hmm. Talking about how they're going to, you know, help stop them, maybe, you know, whatever. So, come on. And, you know, but you know what's fascinating about this, Lee? I don't know if you've had this thought. I don't get this. Okay, this is time for the midterms to do what? I mean, what do they think people will see a child separated from his mother for 10 minutes or something, and he'll cry, and then we'll rush the polls because we want to keep him? Or what? I mean, I don't understand. I'm sorry. I don't understand the electoral strategy. I mean, we know there is one. I mean, even the Mexican ambassador is like, yeah, this is totally timed to the midterms. Well, that's not the GOP doing that. That's the Democrats. I mean, how do they think this is going to help?
Not sure about that.
I don't
other
either.
Than just to still try to continue to paint the president as racist. Whatever it is that they want to say about him as far as, you know, this is concerned. I mean, even though, you know, people coming across the border illegally, number one, you know, Mexicans aren't a race.
Right, of course not.
It's a nationality. When you talk about Hispanics and, you know, those from Central America and, just the whole image of them coming across here. I got a thing on Facebook where somebody's putting around talking about how Trump is putting children in concentration camps. And it just astounds me that they use that phrase, because for people like me that, you know, grew up just after, several years after World War II. But of course, we were actually taught about World War II and about concentration camps and what the Nazis did. And, you know, where these, yes, there are children being separated from their parents for some periods of time, but where they're being held is anything but a concentration camp.
By the way, you know what? I never played it. You sent it to me, and I recorded the audio, and we just had so much that week. Candace Owens.
Oh, yes. I was just thinking
yes.
this. Yes.
Yeah. Candace Owens. You sent it to me. Yeah. Now I'm trying to find it. I can't do that on the air, but she says, I'm literally shaking right now. I mean, you can see the rage.
Yep.
Candace Owens is the woman who Kanye West tweeted, I love the way she thinks. She's a black conservative woman. She's a beautiful woman. You see her all the time on Fox. Mm-hmm. And she goes, they have these facilities all over the country that they send the kids and sometimes their parents with them too. And she's inside the facility and she's like, this is like a country club in here. I mean, they've got art lessons, yoga classes, soccer fields.
Yep.
She's like, it's brand new. Look at it. I just went inside. And she said, I'm literally shaking with rage. I mean, this is nicer. She said, you know, than the school most kids in our country go to.
Well, she said it was better than the high school and college that she went to.
Yes, that's what it was.
They have 24-hour medical care. They have 24-hour counseling. They have access to, internet, phones, libraries, anything that they want. There's food, fresh food all the time. And listen, That sounds
better than my kids' elementary school. They just got their Chromebooks.
And listen, jeez. I am never in favor of children being separated from their parents, but there are plenty of times when that happens.
It has to happen because of the human smuggling.
Exactly.
These kids are sex trafficked into the country by people who aren't even their parents.
I know. And it's just...
You can't let them go. Not for their own good.
This could easily be stopped if you'd stop trying to come to this country illegally. None of this would be happening.
That
is the problem. Yeah. If people were trying to immigrate to this country... legally enter this country, this situation would not exist.
Here's the thing. The reason this is going on, this is lost by everybody. I even hear talk radio across the country, really informed people calling in and go, well, this is caused by the poverty in these countries. No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not caused by that. It's caused by liberal judges that have vetoed Trump's policy. Do you remember the tremendous decline in the number of people coming over our border in the initial months of the Trump presidency? And at every move, liberal judges have jumped in and barred Trump from doing what he does. Now, they're always overturned eventually. But that takes 2-3 years. I mean, they know they can get like 16,000 families in a month. You know, that's good. So, I mean, 2 years of that is more Democrat voters. So, I mean, it's liberal judges doing this. Because the policies that Trump proposed, which was just merely actually enforcing federal law, would block them at the border. There would be no separation because they would never cross the border. And that's what they won't tell you. The left is doing this. Now, here's the thing. The big problem here, the reason the left is bothering to do this is because, I mean, remember that liberal judge's ruling, it's been a month ago, that Trump's a xenophobe, therefore, his literal legal reason for overturning federal law, Trump's a xenophobe, so he shouldn't be able to do things to stop people at the border. So we're going to have immediate catch and release so kids can't be, you know, imprisoned without their parents. Well, I mean, that's the kind of faulty logic they're using. They'll throw anything at the wall to see if it'll stick. It's not legally valid. It will be overturned, but it's going to take a couple years. So here's the thing. This could be stopped immediately by Congress. It could be stopped. If we could find the conservative votes to do it, that is the only way to overrule these judges. And the only reason these judges are bothering to rule this way, because it's a humiliation to be overturned. It really is. I mean, you don't want to rack up a record of being overturned, or at least you didn't used to want to rack up a record like that. But they're willing to do it in order to create the country full of voters to override the majority and our wishes and vote for them. So, I mean, Republican leadership in Congress should not escape unscathed from this. They can override these judges today by noon if they wanted with legislation to say, no, we will enforce federal law. There will be no catch and release. We will interdict you before you hit our border. We're going to turn you back is a better way to put it. We'll turn you back from our border. People don't understand why we can't do that. The reason we can't do that is because liberal judges ruling like dictators have disallowed it, Lee. And so this is the heart of the problem. It is not hard to understand. It is not hard to solve. And it's not hard to fix. Let me tell you, the way you don't fix it is with a massive $20 million DACA program from Lindsey Graham. That's how you don't fix it. With no end to chain migration, no changes in the liberal judge ruling, and just a complete freaking mess for the future of the republic that will put those, he said, God, I hope you never get power, into power permanently. I can't believe he is proposing this less than 2 weeks after screaming he hopes the Democrats don't get power. The one thing, Lee, he said, the one thing he proposed on Fox, this DACA thing, the one thing that will put them permanently in power. Took him 2 weeks.
Yep.
2 weeks.
Well, I find it somewhat encouraging to hear what they're saying about the Mexican government right now.
Yeah, well, I mean, they have...
If that's to be believed.
Yeah, they have great reason to cooperate with us. I mean, they really are more our allies now than they ever have been, given the new economic model. I mean, they have every reason to want to get that through Congress.
So let's see. So the Mexican government is cooperating with the Trump administration.
Yes.
Okay.
I guess that means they don't think he's a xenophobe.
I guess that means he means what he says.
Right.
As opposed to the previous administration.
Yeah. No, I mean, one of the reasons is because the new deal that is replacing NAFTA is financially beneficial for them.
Right.
More so than the existing NAFTA deal, which saw Mexico get screwed, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they got all of our car factories, but they didn't get anything out of it. In fact, they had their environmental regs destroyed, a lot of their wage regs destroyed by the tribunals that were created by the NAFTA rule, which allowed them to overrule Mexican law by international fiat. I mean, NAFTA was a disaster for Mexico, too. People don't know that. They think because of our auto manufacturing went down there that it was good for Mexico. It wasn't. And it was supposed to be. They fell for it, but it wasn't. So, I mean, they have a lot of reasons to make us happy right now, thanks to Trump. I mean, a situation I never would have forecast or believed could be possible.
Yeah.
Texter writes, Tara, is the Grim Reaper scared of George Soros, who's probably funding all of this? Great World War II vets die daily, but this demon lives on. And he just keeps writing check after check after check.
Maybe he has done a deal with the devil.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Texter writes, Trump should put the travel ban on Mexico so Mexico feels the impact. Unfortunately, he can't do that until after he gets the NAFTA replacement through Congress. I wish he could. He may. It's going to be great to see if we win these midterms, keep or expend our majorities, what Trump does. A lot, I hope. This is ridiculous. Now this is coming at us from all directions. Listen to this. I'm telling you, being a man, like existing as a man in our society, has become controversial. I kid you not. Listen to what, did you hear what happened with Kleenex? Kleenex learned the hard way that branding a product for a specific gender is not a good idea. Unless that specific gender is female. Right. Or all the other genders that are not male. Otherwise, it's a big problem. The company is scrapping its man-size brand name after consumers complained the name was sexist. Are you kidding me? Hello? Walk through the women's product section sometime. The big box. No. Walk through the deodorant section sometime. Are you kidding me? All they do is market that stuff to women. I tell you what, they add a little perfume to it, take the man smell out, and charge you $2 more. Are you kidding me? Folks, we live in a country where you are not allowed to market products to men overtly. I mean, if you said to me right now, go to the big box store, you can have for free every product overtly marketed to a woman. You can have it free. You get one of each, throw it in your cart. It'd take me 2 carts to walk out of that store. But they had to scrap the man-sized brand name. Oh, they've replaced it with extra large. A spokesperson representing the brand said Kleenex man-sized tissues have been on the shelves for the past 60 years. The brand has been characterized by a much larger tissue size, which is both soft and durable. It was launched at a time when large cotton handkerchiefs were still very popular, and Kleenex offered a unique disposable alternative that now must be banned because it's too controversial. I'm telling you, folks, no, we laugh at this and you say, Tara, why aren't you doing serious news? This is serious news. Seriously, you are watching manhood, manliness, gender that is male, being wiped from our society's culture as a thing of shame. One tissue at a time. Not the tissue here. I mean, look at how Nancy Pelosi attacked Trump this week on the wall. She don't like the wall. We know that. Okay, great. But she attacked him from a sexist perspective. That Trump needs this to show his manliness. With the implicit assumption that manliness is wrong and bad. I'm misunderstood on what. This is going mainstream. I mean, this is why this week we had to have, we've got Hollywood people talking about what's banned in their homes. Cinderella, banned. Little Mermaid, banned. Well, you don't give up your legs for a man. I mean, you don't give up your voice for a man. She got legs in exchange. I mean, she, oh, God. In other words, don't compromise in your marriage or your relationship. It should be me, because you're the woman. You don't ever do anything for the man, but he's supposed to do everything for you. Yeah, that's a real long-term recipe for success right there. That's going to make you happy at the end of your life. No, you know why they do that? They want you to be alone. They want to destroy the ability of men and women to have a relationship that is productive so that the woman has to be dependent upon the government. It is that simple, folks. Why can't people see through this? Anyway, Tim and Clemson. Good morning, Tim. What's on your mind? You said there's a stark choice available in the midterms. Tell me about it.
To me, what Trump has done, in particular with the success of the things he's implemented, I think the difference between the two options that we have politically is more clear and different than it's ever been.
Amen to that.
And a lot of times in the past, there was this blur. I mean, even like when just George Bush, after elected, all of a sudden we're getting all of these elements and ingredients where it was difficult to tell the difference at some levels. Whereas right now, the difference between the two is more stark, and it's the option. Which route do you want? Do you want to go the route of what we're seeing on the liberal side and what they're after? Or do you want to go the route of these ideas and policies and what we've seen for 2 years?
Which is what makes this really scary, doesn't it, Tim, these midterms? Because if they endorse this route that is the other route, it's not good.
Yeah, most of the time, you can't, if you talk to someone who votes Democrat or votes liberal, you can't go very far in the questioning to where a lot of times they're probably more conservative in their values than they think.
Yeah.
And again, every day you hear people that kind of recognize and see there is a difference. This is what I'm at. Yes, actually, I would like to have a say-so about who's coming into the country. That it actually, they understand you just can't go to Switzerland today and pop in yourself. And they support that idea. Okay? But they just listen to so much of the propaganda that they're not taking the time to say, well, wait a minute, if that makes sense and I would support that I just can't go to Switzerland and pop in and stay there and set up shop, it would make sense that I would support the idea that people can come in a manner that's workable. The numbers that are coming in, I mean, literally, they're getting staggering. And the effect they're going to have could be staggering.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, but Tim, okay, well, let me ask you this question. Why do you think the choice, I have an answer to this, but I want to hear what you think. Why do you think the choice is more stark in this midterm between the two sides and how different they are than it has, you know, ever been before in modern times?
Because of the clear success that have happened when policies that we as conservatives know will work, the reduction of regulation, the reduction of taxes, actually the number of positions right now available, people, you haven't heard that before. And so the ideas have been tested. In other words, to me right now, personally, and I can't speak for anybody, but to me, if I weren't going to vote for the Trump agenda, it'd be like firing Nick Saban or firing Dabo Sweeney. In other words,
yeah.
The success level that this president, the things that have been put into place work. And that's what's so clear if you take any moment to look. And that's the option that you have. Do you want these things that are working to continue to work or not? And, you know, hopefully there will be a sufficient ability to maintain the House and expand the Senate. And even from that, then more of these successful policies and values can be implemented.
Amen to that, Tim. And, you know, I'd go a step further. I think it's always been this stark. I mean, this invasion under Obama, and we just heard, you know, how the Guatemalan paper has documented. It's the Texas Department of Public Safety has documented. I mean, 60,000 gang members, illegal immigrant gang members came here in just a couple of months under Obama's unaccompanied minor program. I mean, that is a mass scale invasion. So, I mean, it has always been this radical on the left. It's just we never had anybody in Republican leadership. And it turns out it only takes one to tell the people, hey, this is going on. They had no idea. That's why I used to bang my head against a wall, Tim, when people say, oh, I don't see much difference in the parties. It's because the Republican leadership was hiding under a rock and they weren't willing to tell you what the difference between the parties is. And all Trump's done is gone, oh, hey, by the way, this is going on in our country, and they haven't been able to shut him up. This is why he drives them so insane. He's telling you the truth. They can't stand that. But you're right, Tim. It's darker than it ever has been before. Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
All right. Did you hear about this? Man-sized Kleenex, which have been around since the time of the handkerchief, when men regularly carried those, 60 years, have been rebranded as extra large. After somebody on Twitter noticed after 60 years that we had this problem, that we had Kleenex overtly marketed to men, overtly, like right in your face, right, man-sized. And that had to go.
So if they were man-sized, then Kleenex had some mansplaining to do.
Exactly. Okay, so that had to go.
Nothing to sneeze at.
Do these morons get out of much? Have they not been down the, like, say, deodorant aisle and seen all the overtly marketed to women products?
Yeah.
Shampoo, deodorant, makeup.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, because, you know, guys don't want to use Dove. They want Dial.
Or so they tell us.
Yeah. Right? Or Axe.
Well, so wait a minute. Where are the complaints about the overtly marketed to female products? Nowhere. That would be sexist. Well, but wait a minute. What is right? I mean, and actually, I'm already getting the text. Well, you know, who cares about Kleenex? Get back to real news. This is real news. This is how they bit by bit, piece by piece, make maleness, make male gender something of shame in our society that all traces must be erased.
Toxic masculinity.
Yes, even on a box of Kleenex. We cannot see that. It is a thing of shame. Do you know why they do all this?
Oh, yeah.
Do you wonder why they do this? I'll tell you what. It's a simple matter of math. The group in our society, the one group in our society with the highest percentage voting rate for conservatives is men, in particular, white men. This is why they are under attack. I can guarantee you, if it was white women, they would be running this gambit the opposite direction. This is their way of brutalizing white men out of personhood because they won't vote the way they want them to vote. And if you won't go along with the madness, then you're going to pay. You're going to be ostracized from society one box of Kleenex at a time.
And we have to deal with those dainty little lady-sized Kleenexes.
I know. And why should you have to do that?
Because we make bigger messes.
Yeah, I know. But then again, I mean, you know, what everything is geared toward girls now. I mean, the entire education system geared toward girls. This drives me insane, by the way. Just don't get me started on this. You know, I mean, the standards for reading now and writing now and what they expect kids to do are completely geared toward girls. Boys cannot keep up. They're getting killed. I mean, you see this at the college level. This is why girls are coming out ahead.
You mean killed figuratively, of course.
Well, yeah, of course. No, really. But no, this is why girls are coming out ahead. And we're seeing these college graduation rates much higher and acceptance rates much higher for women because all the standards now are like, okay, well, what can girls do? Cool. Boys can't do it? Well, to heck with them. I mean, I will never forget the best illustration of this. I will never forget this is my teacher trying to tell me that my son was falling behind the standard for reading and writing. And she wanted to show me an example of his writing and to show what the other kids were doing. So she takes one off the top of the stack. See here? And she starts showing it to me. And I'm like, I can't believe the verbiage that this kindergartner is using to writing. And she goes, oh, a girl wrote this. Chucks it aside. Let me find one of the boys for a better comparison. I mean, no better example A of what is wrong with our education system than that. Everything is geared toward women. What's good for them? What's comfortable for them? From learning style to the darn Kleenex.
Next thing you know, it'll be the glue sticks.
I don't know. Could you feminize the glue? Actually, no, you're right. You know what the favorite girl color is? That's not pink anymore.
Okay, what is it?
It's purple.
I was going to say it is purple.
You know that if you have an elementary school aged girl. And what color do they make all the glue sticks? It's not an accidentally.
Okay.
It's not an accident. They don't care what the boys want. They don't care.
Well, guys want duct tape, not glue sticks.
Yeah. Wait, no. Wait, I don't know. Texter writes, I have used Dove 30 years and I am male. You know, by the way, you cannot say anything on the show without some pushback from the audience. Have you ever noticed this? There is nothing I could say.
I could not say,
I love you guys. Terry, what do you mean by that? What do you mean? I mean, never mind.
I'll put it this way. I was not challenging anyone's the expiration date on your man card for using any Dove products.
Right.
Okay?
And this is a no judgment zone.
Yes, exactly.
Whatever line of soap you identify with or prefer is fine with us. It means nothing.
No.
It was just a joke. Okay. Texter. Oh, no. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no. Oh, I can see where this is going. Texter writes, what about brawny paper towels? Mr. Clean.
Mr.
Oh, they are screwed.
Clean.
Mr. Clean.
Okay.
I would think Mr. Clean would be a female approved thing, right? We want our misters cleaning, right? Don't we?
Okay, yeah.
I guess. I feel they will soon meet their demise since men aren't allowed to be strong or tough anymore. Ridiculous. Yeah, I wonder if the people objecting to the man-sized Kleenex have discovered the brawny towels or the Mr. Clean. As they will not be around long once they do. Okay, Bill in Lake Lore. Love Lake Lore. Have the leaves changed yet, Bill, or do I have a few more weeks to get up there?
Tara, good morning. I love you to death.
Thanks.
The leaves hadn't changed other than from the heat stress. This rain might have helped us out in this cold weather. We might have a pretty color season.
This is the latest leaf season I can remember. But anyway, you didn't call for that. The results of gender confusion. You want to talk to me about that?
Okay, here's one I read, pictures and all, and you got to follow me close.
Okay.
He became a she. She became a he. They got married. The he that became a she impregnated the she that became a he. Now, what's going to happen to this poor child? Oh, my gosh.
And will they use Brawny paper towels and Mr. Clean in their house? I do not know.
Oh, you know, I read this story, saw the pictures, and, you know, here's this thing that's pregnant by this other Miss Thing.
You have to go with their preferred gender pronouns.
And I am just real confused.
But that's okay. That's by design. You have to go. Okay, you were behind the times. Okay, you have to go with their preferred gender pronouns now. You understand? I mean, like, by law in New York, seriously, or they'll take your business license. So you can't. Oh, anyway, all right. Paul in Greenville, real fast. Can you get this in fast, Paul?
Oh, hi, Tara. Thanks for taking my call. I just try to understand this whole, maybe I'm missing the big picture here, but I know every year America takes in so many refugees, like we have a quota that allows so many in every year from different countries.
Yeah.
And so I'm just trying to understand, is this basically politically motivated, like because Trump's making a bigger deal about it, or? You know, what's going on here with the Guatemalan refugees?
Oh, my. What specific, you mean the fact that we're upset about the, people are upset about it, you mean? Explain that?
Yeah. Okay. Like I said, there's a government, federal government allows so many refugees in the country every year. It's, go to the,
well, cause,
look
you know,
at the
see,
website.
But, you know, Paul, they're illegal. They're here illegally. They're coming illegally, and they want to breach our border as if attacking it.
I mean, all the refugees are illegal, aren't they? I mean...
No.
They're coming under... What you're saying is they're coming under a different status, or...
No,
what?
They're coming here illegally to break into our country. See, these same Guatemalans, by the way, they could stop at one of our ports of entry and apply for refugee status and stay on the other side of the border, and they would not be breaking the law, Paul. But they don't want to do that. They want to break the law. Nobody wants to tell you. Good guy. If the rest of the American public is this confused, we are so screwed in this midterm. Thank you for your call, Paul. Hey, listen, welcome to the show, because I don't think you've probably been listening that long. Seriously, stick around. You're going to have to give me 6 weeks, as Rush said, and I will make this make sense to you, Paul. But thank you for joining us this morning. Oh, by the way, all this Lindsey Graham stuff you're seeing, he's officially running now for office. And not up till 2020. I got my first Lindsey Graham fundraising letter in my inbox, totally unsolicited, this week. So all of this is the Lindsey Graham 2.0 you get when he runs for office. Not the Lindsey Graham 2.0 who scored approximately, less than 2 points in South Carolina in the presidential race. Not that Lindsey Graham. No, this is a different Lindsey Graham who walks and talks and looks a lot like a regular American, but still is not. Did you see this on Fox? He's going state to state to campaign for 12 different Republicans. He's a guy who could not get above the margin of error. See, he was at like 2% in South Carolina in the presidential poll, but it was a margin of error of like 3%. So he could have technically been at -1, if that's possible, which it may not be. I don't know. Voter fraud, maybe. Speaking of voter fraud, I got to tell you, that is the craziest story from today. What's going on in Texas? The Democrat Party sent out voter registration forms in a mailing targeted at people illegally in the country or people who are in the country but are not eligible to vote in a federal election because they are, you know, they're not citizens. With, you know, in case anybody should think this was an accident, with the citizenship box checked. Citizenship box checked. So complaints about this mailing from Democrat Party headquarters in Texas. Hundreds and hundreds of complaints rolled in. I mean, one guy says, oh, you know, all of my non-citizen, immigrant relatives all got one of these from a Democrat party with the citizenship box checked in it. It's misleading. It makes it look like you could vote. They were confused. They all called me and they said, well, you know, I guess I can vote. The Democrat party sent me that. No, you can't vote. Anyway, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, has referred it over to their state Department of Justice and the federal Department of Justice. And he says he's going to seek justice, which you, by the way, do not get from the federal Department of Justice. You got to go to the state one anymore. You can't get that. Texter writes, the left is hell-bent on neutering all boys when they're born. Don't think they haven't thought of this. Texter writes, wait, aren't men's noses bigger, too? Kleenex tried to fix that, but never mind. Texter writes, men don't wear Axe, boys wear Axe. I'll take your word for it. I don't know. Texter writes, Tara, CoverGirl is marketing to trans women and men who want to wear makeup. Now, if they want to do that, it's a capitalist society. That's fine. Texter writes, what is going to happen to Manwich? Another texter writes, you need to do an all-day show for 13 hours. That's what I'm talking about. L-O-L. Listen, don't give the management.
The Terathon.
We've actually done that some days. I've come in here and done 8 hours one time, like with me and Bob, done me and Bob's show. Terathon. No, don't give the management any ideas, because see, I'm on salary. So just putting those ideas into their minds.
I know how it is.
Yeah, you do. I'm going to be like, Chris. Chris is here like all morning, all night, and when it's dark, and then all day. And then we used to have a janitor, but lately I've seen Chris pushing the trash can on wheels around. And he works on a weekend, too. Have you seen your wife and kids lately, by the way? How are they
doing?
A little bit? Yeah, okay. Yeah, I shouldn't have read that text. I don't want to give the management any ideas. They also practice the Dave Ramsey lifestyle, which is the problem. All right, texter writes, so what happens when black males and females start voting Republican? Who gets ostracized next? I literally think the Democrat Party is attempting to ostracize everybody. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I guess just for men, hair color is going to be next. We're talking about Kleenex. After 60 years, having to remove the man-sized label off their extra-large Kleenex boxes because it is too offensive that a product would be marketed only to men. They apparently have missed the hundreds of products marketed directly to women, but whatever. Texter writes, hey, I mentioned Manwich first. All right, pipe down. Texter writes, I guess before long I can't be called Dan the Man anymore. Oh, no, I wouldn't use that. Another texter writes, Amen, Tara. Educators all now teach toward girls. Young female teachers that are new and don't have children are sometimes clueless to how boys learn and act differently. Been there. I have two grown boys and struggled when they were in elementary and middle school. I'm struggling now. Had to do a lot of help at home. Both are wonderful. Clemson grads. Now, oh, that's great. Both very conservative, too. Oh, well, looks like you did a great job. Have a great weekend.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.